Is there a place on the other side where you can rest your head tonight? I need to know it'll be alright, and on the wings of angels you will fly.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique
Donnelly. Very excited, Monique.
Oh, yes, she's excited.
Because somebody special's in the house.
Woo-hoo. Like who?
Like me? Matt Brower.
Oh, the man. Matt Brower?
She's pegging your needle over there. That's not right.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm too excited. Hi, Matt. Welcome.
It's Matt Brower.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll try and calm down and stop talking so you can talk.
All right.
No, please.
You know, we had a privilege last week to be able to do a concert with Matt, actually, at Worship in the Lawn at His Way Church, and Matt was incredible.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. What a great time. Man, oh, man, what a great testimony. You know, I can't wait. I want to get into more about you. You know, we talked about so much last week when you were at the concert, and I thought about, you know, your story and all those things and how much it meant. It was, you know, what a gift, and all the people you've played with and all the people you've been with. And, you know, one thing is that what has it meant to you? I mean, I think that I'd like to know what it meant to you as an artist to be able to have, being able to touch those out there, you know, to be able to feel that when God's used you as a tool, to be able to touch someone that's in the audience, to really see a life change just by something that you've played, that God has acted or sang, that God has directed you to.
Well, that always kind of just blows me away because, I mean, you certainly don't feel worthy and you don't expect that to happen. It's like seeing God work. Mm. And when it happens right in front of your eyes, it's like, I don't think that you ever get used to it. You're always encouraged to keep going and keep doing what you're called to do. But, I mean, it really is, my testimony is the verse in Scripture where it says that God uses the weak things of the world. You know, mm-hmm. I haven't never felt like that I have anything figured out or that I have stuff together. It's just, it's really absolutely His grace. And if I can share my story and if that can touch people's lives.
Which, can I just say, by the way, I love that there's always Scripture. Like, there's hints of it in your lyrics and you say it, and I just, woohoo! I'm all about sticking to the Word, and I just love that about you. So,
yeah. I had my mom just had a really strong faith and still does. But growing up, I mean, we were, my sister and I were like 2 and 3 years old, and she had us memorizing Scripture. And you know, it's yeah, really,
yeah, big long chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when you're that age, man, you can memorize.
Yeah, you soak it up.
Yeah,
and it sticks with you too.
It does, and it's come back at some really crucial times in my life, and I'm so thankful.
It anchors. What it does is it anchors you.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Yeah, but Lamentations is a little tough. You know,
yeah,
sorry.
Well, yeah. I did that when Thank I was you. 3. No big deal.
It has its own audience, probably.
It speaks to everybody.
Okay, so you have an album in the works, yes?
I do, yes. I'm actually...
This is number 4?
Number 4, and just... Every time you get an opportunity, you know, to record your songs, and it's an exciting thing because it's just like, I love that part of the creative process because the sky's the limit. You just, you're just like, who knows what's going to happen? You get these people together, and when people contribute to the songs that you've written in your house on your guitar or your piano and take it somewhere that you know.
Speaking of contributing, can you mention a little bit about Kickstarter?
Oh, absolutely. Kickstarter is an incredible website. And I was told about it by my friend Jimmy Needham,
Jimmy Needham, my friend. He just lays it out there.
Oh, well, he's
that
from
guy Houston, rocked.
Where I'm from. So.
But that guy brings the word, too. I'm like, preach it! Go!
He's awesome.
I love that guy.
Well, and he had a really successful Kickstarter campaign. And what it is basically you're sort of pre-selling your album, and then you've got all these different incentives, and people can pledge towards the making of your album financially and get all kinds of cool stuff in return and be a part of the process of making a record. And in this day and age in the music industry, I thought, wow, what a cool idea to have people really be invested and who – you know,
I'm just pointing out right now, like, that's the epitome of what this show is about. It's creativity. I mean, business, looking at business creatively, you know, that totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, lay it out.
Well, and so so we set a goal and we reached it last week, and
congratulations.
So it's a huge blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to, you know,
how far along? How many songs are you?
I have 25 songs.
That's a big album.
No, I never write that much, but I just got married within the last year, and I really, it's like inspiration, seeing the whole world through new
eyes.
Yeah, that's right. So it's really been amazing. I usually am like scrambling trying to write song 8, 9, and 10 for their record, you know, because it's like you get two or three that you really feel good about. But it's just like the floodgates kind of opened up. And so and I've been co-writing. I really wanted this album to be very collaborative. And so all my friends from the, you know, last however many years I've been doing this that I've run into either on the road or whatever, I literally texted everybody the same day, like 5 or 6 different people, and said, hey, would you be open to a co-write maybe over Skype? Like, because it's hard to get together
Skype.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
So we did. And I wrote with my friend Jill Paquette, an artist in Canada named Jeff Summers, and JJ Heller and her husband Dave. We had a writing session. And so it's been really fun, really creative. I have to narrow this down to 10 songs from 25. So that's my goal in the next couple weeks. And then, you know, get in the studio and see what happens.
Okay, so you guys Skype, right? You're sitting there with a guitar.
Yeah.
He's on the other end, and you're just playing, going back and forth?
Absolutely. Well, and then the thing is, I wasn't sure how it would work, because when Skype first started, sometimes, like, you couldn't really play music that well over it, because it would kind of disrupt when you were both singing or both playing at the same time.
Yeah, it's not
you kind of had to
way.
Take your turn. But now it's gotten to the point where you really can, and there's not as much of a delay or anything like that. So it was really effective. And sometimes when you get together with your friends to write a song, you know, you start talking, then you go to Starbucks, and it's like it can be really unproductive for actually what you're there to do, because you're just having a good time. And
right.
A lot of times great stuff is born out of that. But for some reason, Skype just sort of seemed like appointment writing, like, and
right.
so we were just
get
really
it done.
Productive.
Yeah,
so that was cool.
That's a great idea.
I work good with a deadline. Like in college, like I never got my papers done till the week before, but it would come out brilliant because I would really like get it done. But I like the idea of having a deadline. This is our Skype time. Let's get it done.
Yeah, I really didn't expect it to work that well, but I thought, you know, I really wanted to write with some of these people, and there was just the scheduling thing was a disaster.
Yeah.
And it was just, when are we ever going to be in Nashville at the same time or in each other's city at the same time? So this was a great way to hang out, to catch up, and then, you know, to write some stuff.
There's a promo video, and you mentioned the line, "We're better as a community." I loved that because, again, it speaks to the heart of Worship Factory, where when you function as the body of Christ, you're stronger.
Yeah. And in artistic endeavors, at least in my experience, I think the best things I've been a part of or best things that I've done have been in collaboration, because, you know, somebody pushes you to think a little bit differently or vice versa. And you know, when you're doing that, I think it just it makes sense. And it's like that's the way it is in life as well. You know, we're not designed to be all by ourselves or all on our own. And so I really wanted that to be reflected in this record. And the Kickstarter thing made so much sense because there you go. You got, you know, all these people contributing.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with Matt Brower, with Rod and Monique as well. And I'd love to know also, like, when you start to select 25 songs and you've gone through 25 of them, how does God, or is it yourself, or is it collaborative between you and God to say, that's the one that I want to put on the album? I mean, how do you choose yourself?
Well, there's definitely songs that once you've written it, you're like, okay, that is what I want to say. And, you know, I don't whether it's musically going to be a pop radio single or not, that doesn't matter, because I have to put that on because it's, you know, really the heart of what I'm trying to, you know, where I feel
Absolutely.
Like I'm at right now and what God is saying. But then there's a lot of other ones that I think play them as much as possible for as many people as possible and see how people react, you know. And I mean, you can't take that 100%, because sometimes, like we were saying, if there's something on your heart that you feel like you really just need to say, you just let the chips fall and say it, and, you know, people react to it however they do. But then there's some songs that, you know, you love and you get, and everyone's like, I don't understand where you're coming from with that. And if that happens too many times, like 3 times, I usually go, okay, that one's on pile 2 over here, or maybe 4.
So it's like a focus group sort of mentality where you sort of run it by 2 to where you sort of run it by your friends or a few other people
Absolutely.
Outside the box.
My wife is really, she's a great critic, actually. And so she's always like, yeah, I don't get it. That doesn't make sense. Try that again.
How has that been for now? You alluded to the fact of being married and what it's done to you as far as your writing. I mean, I can obviously, from being married before myself, it's knowing that, you know, you touch a place in your heart that you've never been able to touch possibly mm-hmm. before.
Absolutely.
What's that like for you in your writing, especially from an artist and worship leader, for you as far as the marriage and the whole life with your new wife?
It's just changed how I see the whole world, and it's just expanded my ability to love other people because of the love that I've experienced with my wife. And it's really, I mean, there's no other way to say it, but that I'm seeing the whole world from a different perspective. And that's a really fun and creative place to write songs from, because I've been writing songs for quite a few years. I've done 3 albums, and everything just feels new right now, and so it's exciting.
Wow. Well, we're going to take you out of this segment with, in fact, I'll let Matt Brower actually introduce it and take it out of this segment of Worship Factory. We are going to come back into our Exposed segment in the next segment of the show, and you can also listen to Matt Brower then as well with John and Mariana in our Exposed segment. But Matt Brower, would you please take us out and tell us a little bit about what this song is?
Sure. This song's called All the Way, and it's one of my favorite songs from my last album, Where's Our Revolution? And it just talks about, it's real self-explanatory, so I guess I'll just sing it.
All the way is where I hear you calling me. All the way back again. Like a lonely river running to the sea. All the way back again. All the way back home. To a place of rest for every weary soul. And all the way back home. Come and save me, I can't make it on my own. There's a dark cloud over every step I take. Like a sickness that the body just can't shake. There's a thirst that my addictions cannot quell. So lead me on and out of where I'm prone to dwell. To a place of rest for every weary soul. All the way back home. Come and save me, I can't make it on my own. There's a burning fire just behind the eye of the seeking who awake to recognize that it's a long and winding road to kingdom come. So on the way, Father, thy will be done. All the way back home to a place of rest for every weary soul. Get on my own. Come and save me, I can't make it on my own. Come and save me, I can't make it on my own.
And that's Matt Brower, KKLA 99.5 FM. Be right back.